The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Hi, I'm Amy, and welcome to my podcast, Aims for the Future, where I discuss some of my personal experiences. Not gonna lie, it was really tough for me to think of something to talk about this week. And then I realised that something really important is happening to me. I'll be 21 on Saturday, which, as we all know, is a pretty iconic age to get to. I'm looking forward to hanging out with my friends this weekend. So, in order to celebrate properly, I thought we'd call this episode 21 Things That Changed My Life. I'm looking forward to sharing with you some of the most impactful positive and negative moments from my life. So put your seatbelt on and we'll take a drive. Number 1. Losing Granddad to cancer. I lost my granddad to prostate cancer in May of 2020, and it absolutely broke me. We had a very special bond, and he was truly one of the loveliest people I've ever known. Number 2. Getting hit by a car. While on my way to my school play back in 2013, I was struck by a car and ended up breaking my leg in several places. I will forever be proud of the determination I had to get better from that, especially as I was only 8 at the time. Number 3. Joining Way Forward. I joined the Way Forward program, which is designed to support adults with autism, in 2024, unaware that it would completely change my life for the better. I have made so many meaningful connections throughout my time there, and have also participated in 3 of their stage productions so far. Number 4. Losing Granddad to a brain aneurysm. It was a normal Thursday afternoon, and I had just returned home from primary school, when all of a sudden my stepdad informed me that my granddad had been rushed to hospital. Several hours later, I was told by my mum that he was brain dead and that nothing else could be done for him. I was utterly crushed, and the trauma from this event hasn't left my mind since. Number 5. Getting Stanley. A short time after my granddad passed away from a brain aneurysm, our dog Stanley joined the family. His main purpose at that time was to provide comfort for all of us, and he did exactly that. I've absolutely loved growing up with Stanley, and I can't imagine going through my daily life without him by my side. Number 6. Developing scoliosis. I received a diagnosis of scoliosis a little while after breaking my ankle on our family trampoline. My spinal bend is 48 degrees, and at the time I was diagnosed, I was told that the curve was unlikely to worsen. Scoliosis affects me massively on a day-to-day basis, often causing me high levels of pain and discomfort. I have the option of having surgery to straighten my spine, but have not yet come to a solid decision. Number 7. Meeting my first boyfriend and travelling to Ireland. I met my first boyfriend on Twitter in 2023, thanks to our shared love for Ariana Grande. We got close very quickly, and looking back now, we definitely rushed into a relationship too fast. Because he lived in Ireland, we would sometimes go long periods without seeing each other. In October of that year, I travelled to Ireland for the first time with him by my side for support, and in December, I travelled there again, independently this time. Overall, I would say that although the relationship had its negatives, it was a huge learning experience for me and brought me some very happy memories. Number 8. Body dysmorphia. I developed body dysmorphia around late 2017, and it quickly got progressively worse at the start of 2018. I began attending Carisbrook College early that year, and only have really bad things to say about my experience there. Due to my fear of eating in front of my peers, I would continuously lock myself in the school toilets and eat my lunch hidden away. There would even be days where I wouldn't eat at all, leading me to almost faint. I would come home from school and locked myself away in my bedroom for several hours because I just felt so depressed. Number 9. Being in drama competitions. In 2015, I participated in the Isle of Wight Speech and Drama Festival on several occasions and won myself several awards for my performances. My granddad was massively supportive of me during each competition, and every time I would rehearse at his house, he would bring me cups of tea and give me lots of advice. Number 10. Losing Dad suddenly. In May of last year, I received the devastating news that my dad had passed away from choking. The moments leading up to receiving the news will no doubt stick with me forever. My dad and I had a very rocky relationship and went no contact towards the end of 2023. The fact that any opportunity to fix our bond has been permanently taken away from me is the hardest part about all of this. Despite our differences and moments of tension, there were times we connected beautifully, like when I was working on a book a few years ago. He motivated me enormously at that time and even gave me ideas of what to write about. Losing a parent at such a young age has taught me the most valuable lesson of all. Life is too short to not go after what you want. Number 11. Getting my first tattoo. After years of dreaming to get my first tattoo, I finally had it done in 2023. I decided to get Stanley's name written on my arm with a paw print beside it because of how much he means to me. Number 12. Meeting my best friend Harry. Harry is just one of the several amazing people I've met through the Way Forward program. When we met, we connected instantly and have since gone on to form a very close friendship, which I will always hold dear to my heart. He has supported and carried me through some of the darkest days of my life. And in all honesty, he's more like a brother to me than a friend. I can't imagine life without him, and I will never be able to thank him enough for everything he's done for me. Number 13. Getting stranded in Dublin Airport. I won't go into too much detail with this one, as I've already recorded a full episode talking about my experience, and as I'm sure you can appreciate, it's a very difficult subject for me to discuss anyway. However, I will say that going through something as terrifying as this has most definitely had an impact on my ability to trust others, especially in a romantic sense. It's also made me highly anxious towards travelling to places independently, which I would like to work on this year. Number 14. Getting my autism diagnosis. A week after my experience in Dublin Airport, I finally received a diagnosis of autism after years of feeling like something was wrong with me. Getting to hear the words, "you have autism," meant everything to me because it finally explained why I am the way I am. Since getting confirmation that I am in fact autistic, I have become so much kinder to myself. Number 15. Forming online friendships. I first started making friends online during my early teens, and most of the friends I made were people who loved music just as much as I do. We would text all the time, share excitement for new releases from our favourite artists, and even share things from our personal lives. One friend in particular that really stands out in my mind was called Liv. She really supported me through my depression back in 2018. We are no longer in contact, nor am I still in contact with any of the other friends I made, but having them in my life during such a dark time really made all the difference. Number 16. First stepdad and auntie's affair. Due to the respect I have for my mum, I won't go into massive amounts of detail, but witnessing my first stepdad's affair with my auntie had a huge impact on me mentally, mostly because I could see how much it was affecting my mum, and no one is more precious to me than her. I felt helpless because I was only 6, and so therefore there wasn't much I could do to be there for her. What helped me the most during that time was watching the movie Tangled on repeat. Doing so distracted me just enough to get through each day, and even now it still holds so much importance in my life. I love anything related to the movie, especially the soundtrack, which I listen to when I'm having a hard day. Number 17. Health anxiety. I developed health anxiety sometime in 2023, and it was rather manageable at that time, but it got so much worse in 2024. I was constantly Googling symptoms of diseases, booking several doctor's appointments, and asking for reassurance from my family. 2025 was when it hit its worst, and I considered taking my own life on countless occasions. I still have a very long way to go when it comes to breaking free from this cycle I found myself in, but my biggest goal for this year is to practice sitting with uncertainty. Number 18. My first highly toxic relationship. In 2025, I was in a brief but highly toxic relationship that caused me to live in a state of constant panic. It was like walking on eggshells, and there were many nights where I found it incredibly hard to sleep due to overthinking. It not only impacted me mentally, it also impacted me physically by causing loads of weird sensations like twitching from head to toe. Experiencing these sensations as someone who constantly worries about their health caused me to have even more anxious thoughts, and at times, I felt like I was going crazy. Although it wasn't a pleasant relationship by any means, it did teach me what I will and won't accept in the future. Number 19. High school. Most of my high school experience took place at Ride Academy. I was never considered popular, but for a while I had two separate friendship groups. Fortunately, I rarely fell out with any of my friends, but I was subjected to a pretty large amount of bullying throughout the years. People in my year would pick on me for looking nerdy and being shy, and for someone with zero self-confidence back then, this severely damaged my mental health. I would go to school already wishing the day was over, and always did my best to keep to myself during lessons when my friends weren't there. I was just made to feel like a freak every day, and it was absolute torture. Looking back on the whole experience with everything I know now, I wish I could hug that version of me that felt so insecure and tell her that everything will be okay, that she won't always feel like everyone has their eye on her and is secretly judging her. Number 20. My first deception. Towards the end of 2024, I entered a relationship with another Irish man, and for the first 6 months, things were going well between us. That is, until I discovered that he'd been cheating on me with other women online. I was devastated, to say the least, as up until that point, I thought that I had met my match. Looking back in hindsight, I should have ended the relationship right there and then, but there was still a part of me that was convinced he was my person, so the relationship continued on for a few more months, until I finally reached breaking point and broke up with him. Throughout our relationship, I shared so much of myself with him, telling him things that very few people knew. He manipulated me into thinking that he was a safe place for me to turn to when things were hard. Because he turned out to be a liar and a cheater, I developed some pretty major trust issues, which are still lingering even now. Number 21. Joining Vectors Radio. Joining Vectors Radio and working on my own podcast episodes each week has had a hugely positive impact on my self-confidence, as it's forced me to overcome my fears around public speaking. I've really enjoyed sharing my experiences with all of you, and I want to thank you for giving me so much support and encouragement. So there you have it, 21 things that changed my life. Thank you so much for listening, and special shout out to my friends for impacting my life in such amazing ways.